It is 9:11 a.m. that track, Tinsy Pam with May. And of course, it's Monday, so I'm chatting with Godfrey's Law. Joyce, good morning.
Hi there, Ben. How are you getting on?
Oh, so, so good. I'm excited to get schooled on the topic of wills this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Where there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yes, let's get right into it. The first thing, I guess, just what is a will? Because I honestly don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. So wills are basically theoretically pretty simple documents. You basically say, I want this property to go to this person, or I want my kids to be looked after this person. So it's just basically, for when you pass away, sets out what you want to happen with a few of your things.
Oh, good. So it's exactly as it is in the movies and all that good stuff.
Basically, everything in the movies is pretty much what it is.
What are the usual things included in a will then?
Yeah, so there's some key things you want to think about when setting up a will. So the first one is who you want to appoint as the executor of your estate. So this is the person who's responsible for saying this money is going to this person or administering everything from it. So you want it to be someone who you trust. So typically people go partner or parents, sibling, that kind of thing. Mm. You'd also want to think about if you have any special gifts that you want to give people. I know I have a great chair collection, weirdly. No, I know one person would appreciate them, so it's making sure you know that who that one person is. And then the final thing is what you want to happen with the rest of your estate. So basically, this is known as the residue. So once everything's sold and sorted, then you've just got whatever is left. So mostly that would be covered to use funeral costs or pay off any debts owing in the first instance. But then it's who do you want that balance to go to? So do you want it to go to the husband or the kids? Or you're like, actually, I'm quite grumpy with this child. I want it to go to the other two siblings and to ignore them, that kind of thing.
Mm. Tricky, tricky. Oh, gosh. But I want your chair collection. You can't just drop that fact, a chair collection. Just to quickly pivot for a second, can you talk on the chair collection for like 30 seconds? Oh my gosh, what?
100%. My partner's a bit of a furniture nerd, and he's gotten me into it. So I found these like fantastic like vintage Herman Miller orange bucket chairs, and they're just beautiful, and I love them, and I'm very protective of them.
That is transcendent. Oh, I love it. All right. So that 100% would be on the, yes, oh, undoubtedly on the will.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
When you first sent me these questions through, I was shook because I'm only 22. When should I be getting my will? Should I be thinking about this now?
So I think a lot of people would say, now, just get a will now. Get something sorted. So it's definitely an option, but generally, I think if you have assets that you want to give away, so once you have, like, buying the first house is a really good time to think about it, because then you're like, right, I have something big, and that's something that I could give to someone. And the other thing point is probably when you have big changes in your life, so if you have children or have a long-term partner, so you're thinking about who you want to give something to, so that's a really good time to have an idea about, actually. Mm-hmm. When you want to have a will.
See, I feel like the only thing I could give someone that's worthwhile would be a huge student debt, so I don't know if I really should.
Enough.
Yeah. Anyways, can I draft just one myself, like at home, or should I use a website? How should I get this will going?
Yeah, so this is one where, to be honest, I'm biased. I'm going to say go see a lawyer. It's my job to say that. But I have looked at wills that people have drafted or ones where they've used a website, and they're always just not quite right. So there's like a few reasons for that. So one is wills have super particular requirements that it, unless you're dealing with it a lot, it's sort of hard to know them. So one is you have to sign the will on the pages where clauses are written. If you don't, then your will's invalid and it creates like a big headache for everyone. So things like that. Next thing is will templates on websites. So they have them and they can be usable, but often the language is pretty antiquated, or it doesn't quite do exactly what you want it to. Mm. And wills are an area where like super careful drafting is required, because it's quite easy to have a lot of unintended consequences. So you'll say, actually, I want this, but then like further down the will, you'll say something else and it doesn't quite align. So it's really good to have someone with the expertise to make sure that everything is going where it should be.
Mm. Streamlined, yes.
Yeah.
100%. Gosh, I can only imagine using a will template online as if this is BuzzFeed. What?
Yeah.
So definitely getting into a lawyer, that feels like the good point of call. Yeah. I agree. What happens if I die without a will? What happens then? Do all my stuff just, I don't know, magically disappear, goes to the state?
No. Dying without a will is called dying intestate.
Uh-huh.
And basically your estate is divided according to the Administration Act. So it's not according to your wishes, which is the big loss. So you don't get any of that power to make those decisions. It becomes what the legislation says. And sort of, so for example, if you had a spouse or a partner but you didn't have kids and you passed away, then your partner would receive all of your personal assets, then they receive the first $120,000-ish of your estate,
mm-hmm.
and then two-thirds of whatever else is remaining would go to your partner and one-third would go to your parents. So
wow.
It takes away this sort of huge amount of choice. So, for example, I know I have brothers. I'd probably want to give them something in my will. But if I passed away now, it would be just what's in the Administration Act. And that's not really what I want.
No. Oh, interesting. That actually has stopped quite a few people in their tracks, I bet.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jeez.
So a lot of people will say things like, well, I'm dead. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it.
Mm.
But, like, your family is going to worry about it. It's like, it's a way to give like a little bit of ease to like grieving loved ones at a tough time.
Mm, oh, for sure. Gosh. And the last thing, in my will, can I assign my student loan to someone I don't like?
I mean, it's something I thought about a lot at university. like a big mountain of debt. Can I just give it away? But generally speaking, debts can't be inherited, and for student loans in particular, the IRD will typically write them off.
Wow.
I mean, other option is just don't make any repayments, keep your student loan with you. Just, you know, gets written off in the future.
Jeez.
Obviously, don't do that. I'm sure I can't be advising that.
But. No, no, of course, not seriously, but gosh.
No,
wow.
Absolutely repay your student loan. But yeah, so it'll just, a lot of the time it just goes away, but they do have some powers to pour it back, so yeah.
Jeez, so truly, that's left me speechless. And as a radio host, that's a bad thing. I am, wow, astounded by that. The fact that it's simply wiped away. Or why can't they do that for everyone? Anyway.
I know.
Not ready for that conversation.
Call the IRD now, surely. Take it away from me.
As always, Joyce, it is amazing having you on the show. What's the good things going on at Godfrey's Law? How's the job treating you?
Oh, job is fantastic as always. My bosses are listening, so I love it. It's great. Keep hiring me, please.
Oh, amazing. Gosh. Well, I'll chat you soon, chat you next time, and keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the weather today.
All right. Good as you too. Cheers, Ben. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.